All right, greetings, everybody. Technical glitches out of the way. We're rocking and rolling now. You are listening to the final Power Pop show of the year here on KSCU live and also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. Warm wishes for a holiday season. Well, this is a special edition of the show today because it's the last official show of the year. I'm going to be counting down my favorite records of 2014. I got my top 25, which should just about fill up 2-hour show today, so interspersed with some mellow holiday love here for the Christmas spirit and such. But yes, it is the year-end countdown show, and I'm starting off with number 25 today. This is a record that came out in the spring, I believe, early spring of this year. Debut record for this New York-based band. And their debut record is aptly titled Manhattan. Let's get the rock and roll going, shall we? Number 25 on the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014, the album Manhattan by the band Skaters. Dig it.
Was it someone I know? Ain't it always the rats who bring the pigs to your door? Now who got the fear of your little boy clown? You better watch what you say. You better come with your own. Turn in the deadbolt, the chains on the door. Now knock when you know that I'm home. Won't you give me one more try?
Moving by.
All righty, it's Power Pop Show's Best of 2014. The countdown has begun. Number 24 right there on my top albums list. Scottish band Hazy Janes from the land of Scotland. Their latest record, I believe it's their second or third album. The band's been around for a few years. It's called The Language of Faint Theory. Bunch of great jangly pop tunes on it, including that one there called I'm Telescoping. Hazy Janes at number 24. We started the countdown with my 25th selection of top albums. A new band out of New York called Skaters. And their new album, Manhattan, came in at 25. I played a track called Deadbolt for you, by the way. I am podcasting today's show, and I will compile the list to go up there as well this weekend. So if you happen to be missing any of the show, you can check out the full two-hour broadcast posted on the Power Pop Show Facebook page this weekend. Again, facebook.com/PowerPopShow. Back to the countdown. Number 23. Picked up this record earlier in the year thanks to Tinderbox Music, always a good purveyor of music out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. This guy's a Minneapolis-based musician. Very talented guy. Plays most of the instrumentation on his record. His name is Wesley Wolf, and I have to say I was not familiar with him prior to this year, but I really dug his record, Numbskull. I played various tracks from it throughout the year on the Power Pop Show, and I'll play you one of my favorites from it, a track here called Cloud Cuckoo. Some good straight-up indie pop for you here at number 23 on the Best of 2014. This is Wesley Wolf on the Power Pop Show.
Thank you.
It's the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 Countdown, number 22 there on my list. That is a superstar band of sorts called Sweet Apple. And their record, The Golden Age of Glitter, came out in the spring and featured that very power pop-ish single, which is kind of unusual to get such a melodic pop sound considering the make of that band. Sort of an all-star band of sorts. We have Jay Maskus doing a lot of the guitar work on that. Mark Lanegan, Screaming Trees fame, doing the vocals on that track. And but the core band made up of three guys from the Cleveland band Cobra Verde. So sort of an interesting collection of older rock dudes coming together for Sweet Apple there. But a nice record full of kind of power pop-ish tracks like that one. Called Wish You Could Stay a Little Longer. There's some, 70s rock kind of textures and things, but a good record that's definitely worth checking out. So number 23 on my list there, The Golden Age of Glitter by the band Sweet Apple. And nice vocals there from Mark Lanegan. Bob Pollard, Guided by Voices, appears on that record as well with some various vocal duties. Number 23, we had Wesley Wolf. A pop solo guy out of Minneapolis. His record, Numbskull, was a good one. The track I played was Cloud Cuckoo. And we had the Hazy Janes at 24 and started off the countdown at 25 with the band Skaters. We're counting down the best power pop of 2014, a year-end tradition here on the show on KSCU and andhow.fm. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Getting a little taste. Perhaps you can finish up your holiday shopping with one of these selections. Always like promoting good new music. So number 21 on my list is a band. I believe this is a Scottish band. They were around in the late 90s, early 2000s. They called it quits in 2001, but reformed the original lineup this past year and put out a new record. So, you know, 13-year wait better than nothing, I guess, but a good indie power pop band. They are called Ariel. And their new record just came out about a month ago. It's called Why Don't They Teach Heartbreak at School? And this is a great track from it called Cartoon Eyes, Cartoon Hearts. Number 21 on the best of 2014. This is Ariel on the Power Pop Show.
Oh,
One of the godfathers of power pop, Mr. Paul Collins right there. Number 20 on the best of 2014 list. Paul Collins back with a brand new record this year. Just came out in the fall called Feel the Noise. I Need My Rock and Roll, the track there, which sounds like it could have been recorded in the late 70s just as much as it was now. Pretty timeless record. Paul kind of went back to that straight up kind of almost stripped down guitar-based power pop stuff that made that first Beat record so special in 1979. And in fact, he's even got a cover of the cover of his album is an old photo of him back in the day. But brand new stuff there from Paul Collins of Paul Collins and the Beat. Feel the Noise is his record, and that's number 20 on my year-end list. We had Ariel before that coming in at number 21. They got a new record out called Why Don't They Teach Heartbreak at School? And a very fine track I played was called Cartoon Eyes, Cartoon Heart. It is half past the hour almost, and we're in the throes of the year-end countdown show here on KSCU and andhow.fm. Hope you're enjoying it. So up to number 19 on the list. This is a record that I think came out in the middle of the year. It was in rotation here at KSCU and kind of caught my attention when I found a handful of nice tracks from it. It was a band that I hadn't really delved into much before, at least in the power pop genre, a little more on the indie rock kind of almost post-punkish side of things. But they had a really cool textured record this year that caught my ear. They're called We Are Scientists. Got their start, I believe, in California, but they're based out of New York now. Three-piece band. TV en Francais was the name of their record from this year. And it comes in at number 19 on my list, best of 2014. Here we go. This is We Are Scientists.
Show.
There you go. Probably the most non-power pop track in my best of 2014 countdown, but I love that song and that record. That's a band coming in at number 18 on the list. Eagles from Leeds, England. Straight out of left field with a very harsh post-punk sound that, at least that track there, very reminiscent of Killing Joke, one of my favorite 80s indie bands. And I probably didn't play that band enough on this show just because they're so not power pop, but I love the record and it was worthy enough to make the list there at number 18 on the best of 2014 countdown here on the Power Pop Show. Tough Luck, the track there from Eagles. And they did a nice big tour this year throughout the States in support of their record. So I look forward to more stuff from that band. Very interesting band worth checking out. Eagles. We had We Are Scientists before that. Another great band, not exactly in the power pop genre, but they have a very nice, textured, full-bodied record this year that kind of caught my attention. It's called TV en Français. Overreacting was the track we played from We Are Scientists, and number 19 on the list. Number 20 was Paul Collins, who I mentioned in the last break. And yes, here we are. We're counting down the best of 2014 on the Power Pop Show. Nice compliment, by the way, to the countdown list here is the Greatest Hits 2014 compilation that I put out a couple of weeks ago, which you can go grab as a free download. It's a promotional sort of best of the show. You can get on the Power Pop Show Facebook page at facebook.com/Power Pop Show. And in addition to that, I will have this actual podcast of today's show available up on that page as well later on today. So, an annual tradition here on the show, bringing you my favorite records of the year. Since this is the last official show of 2014, where studios are closed starting tomorrow through the end of the year. So, got to get the countdown out of the way. So, we're up to number 17 on the list. And making that spot is the band Army Navy, who I've enjoyed over the last several years. Their third full-length record came out this year. It's called The Wilderness Inside and features a bunch of cool popish tracks, including this one here called Spinning on the Record. Number 17, the best of 2014, it's Army Navy.
With you. Stand alive, so it goes.
Hey, it's the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 Countdown, number 16 there on the list, Linus of Hollywood, a pop guy who's been making great music, oh man, for the better part of 15 years now. I think his first record when it came out in 1999. He's still around. His 2014 release is called Something Good, and it is something good, including that track from it called Caught Up in a Feeling from Linus of Hollywood. We had Army Navy before that, number 17 on the list. Their record from this year was called The Wilderness Inside. Kind of came out with not quite as much fanfare as their record before that for some reason. I'm not sure why. I remember seeing and hearing more about their previous album, The Last Place, from a couple years ago. But Wilderness Inside came out sort of middle of the year, into summer, something like that. Spinning on the Record was the track we played there. We're up to number 15 on the list. And if you listen to this show on any kind of regular basis, you probably heard me play this band. As far as I know, they are the first Italian power pop band that I've played that I can think of. There might have been one other, but this one stands out for some reason because, you know, there just aren't too many Italian bands doing the rock pop thing. But these guys, they actually throw a whole bunch of glam in the mix. Their debut record came out early in the year called Let's Do It Again. This is straight up mid-70s glam rock and power pop. Giuda is the band. Get on the line, number 15. Let's do it. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. Number 14 on the list of the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 Countdown. And I'll preface that selection with this quote from that band's bio. Who is the only musician to have played with Bob Mould, Bob Pollard, Superchunk, Britt Daniel, and Telekinesis, and served as the inspiration for Dave Grohl to devote his life to playing music? If you answer Jason Narducci, you win the prize. He is the brains and the brawn behind that band. Split Single, a sort of collective of sorts fronted by his various talents. Fragmented World is the record that Jason put together as Split Single this year. Waiting for the Sun, the track there. Kind of a Brit poppy, breezy, very eclectic pop record, but that track in particular caught my ear earlier this year, and I dig it. So it comes in at number 13 on the list. Actually, number 14, rather. Number 15, the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014. We had an Italian glammy power pop four-piece out of Rome, Italy. Another new band that caught my ear this year with their very kind of 70s-inspired glam power pop sound. Good rockin' band, Giuda is their name. Get on the Line was the track, and their record, Let's Do It Again, made the list at number 15. And I'm timing this pretty well. We're right about in the middle of the countdown list as we head toward the second half of the show here on KSCU and also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. Quick reminder, if you tuned in later, you missed any of this countdown show, I will have the full two-hour podcast available this weekend, along with my favorite albums list. It'll all be up there this weekend at facebook.com/powerpopshow. So check that out. And lots more great records to get to, making my favorites list this year. We're up to number 13, Lucky 13. And the band that gets that designation is this Seattle band. They're called Shake Some Action. I've known about them for a number of years. I believe their fourth record is what came out this year. It's called Catch the Sun. Very great jangly pop band. All sorts of Rickenbackers all over this record, which is always a good thing. Lots of harmonies and such. So here we go, number 13. This is Shake Some Action. Their record, Catch the Sun, is at number 13 in the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014.
Float in the sky. Maybe I
It's the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 year-end countdown, number 12 on the list. The excellent new record from the band Spoon, who is a band I sometimes overlook. Their output has been a little spotty over the years, in my opinion, but their latest record is one of their better ones, I believe. It's called They Want My Soul, came out over the summer. Bunch of great tunes on, including that kickoff single called The Rent I Pay, with all of its distorted rock and roll bliss. Great track there from Spoon. Number 12 on the list. Number 13, Lucky 13, we had the Seattle band Shake Some Action and their record Catch the Sun. Track I played for you there was called Between My Dreams. And here we are right in the middle of the countdown, middle of the show, timing this out pretty well. It is the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 countdown here on KSCU Santa Clara. We're also rebroadcasting the show, as always, on andhow.fm at 107.5 in New Zealand. And yes, an annual tradition here, the last show of the year. We are off the air for the next couple of weeks as the studios close for the Christmas holiday. So had to make this the best of show since it's the last official Power Pop show of the year. So a lot of good records came out this year. I wouldn't say it's the best in the past several years of music, but there's always good records that come out every year. And I don't know, I'd put 2014 up there with probably at least one of the better ones of the last several years. A lot of good stuff, a lot of diverse stuff out there, but most of what I'm playing is within the power pop genre of melodic goodness. So we'll see what you think. We got 11 more to get to, and coming at number 11, a band that I've played fairly regularly on this show for the last 10 or 12 years. I believe their first record came out back in 2002. Actually, one of my favorite records of the 2000s, the debut record from the band OK Go. They've morphed, they've evolved into a little bit kind of more of an electronic experimental type band. Their new record, Hungry Ghosts, has got all sorts of electronic stuff over it, but definitely a lot of pop overtones and undertones there. And this particular single, which was the first track I heard off their new record, I guess several months back, really caught my ear. It's got a very strong 80s vibe to it, sort of a hodgepodge of New Order and OMD here, but some good pop sensibility, and they always have fun videos to go along with their tracks. So here at number 11 on the Best of 2014, it's OK Go. Hungry Ghosts is the record, and this track is The Writing's on the Wall. Enjoy.